This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. The Cleveland Indians are now deep into a rebuild. The most recent trade of Francisco Lindor and Carlos Carrasco has all but disbanded what was left of the 2016 World Series team. Terry, between Lindor and now former star pitcher Corey Kluber signing with the Yankees, this is a painful new era for Cleveland fans.
Well, a couple of things, Amanda, this one are about the Indians. We'll start with Corey Kluber, number one. He won two Cy Young Awards with the Indians. And, you know, he was one of their premier pitchers till 2018. He had a good year that year. Then in 2019, he was getting hit. His arm was bothering him. He had other issues. The Indians traded him in the offseason. And a lot of fans were upset about that. But I knew the Indians thought that he had some arm problems. And he went to Texas, pitched one inning, and had arm problems. What kind of fascinated me was his agent set up what amounted to like a tryout. They invited teams to come watch him. 24 teams showed up, including the Indians.
So then teams put in their offers, and Kluber agreed to sign with the New York Yankees. And if you're an Indians fan, that's where most of the best players end up, is in New York.
Right. They paid $11 million for a guy who pitched only one inning last year and 30 total the previous 2 years.
So, yeah, and why did the Yankees want him?
They could use another starter. Okay. And besides, are the Yankees, and $11 million to them is $11 to us. Because they have a big market, big TV money.
Well, and then if you're an Indians fan, you're thinking just back to a couple weeks ago when the team traded Francisco Lindor, the star shortstop, which was anticipated, but part of that deal was star pitcher Carlos Carrasco, who really has become a fan favorite here, spent his entire career in Cleveland, and he's now gone to the New York Mets.
And I was thinking about the 2016 team, the last Indians team that went to the World Series. And, you know, Mike Clevenger was on that team, too. Remember, he was traded at the end of this past season to San Diego. And I was trying to think, well, who's left? None of the pitchers are left. And that was that great staff with Trevor Bauer and Carrasco and Kluber and Josh Tomlin. Then I said, is anybody left playing in the field?
The only player I can really think of is the third baseman, Jose Ramirez.
Yeah, he's been around. I forgot Roberto Perez also was on that team. So in other words, from the 2016 World Series team that went to Game 7, only two players are left. Wow. Manager Terry Francona is left. So it's a total turnover from that time. And I don't know why the Kluber thing sort of inspired me to take a look at that, but I guess that came after the trade with Lindor and Carrasco, and I'm going, my goodness, have things changed.
This is a complete rebuild, isn't it?
Well, first of all, you look in your closet or wherever you hang up your team jerseys and shirts with players' names on it, and you're probably running out of anything except your Jose Ramirez shirt.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I have a Lindor shirt, and now I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, these trades are tough on fans from long term. They just are. So in other words, you see a lot of these things happening around baseball in the lesser markets. You know, as you said, okay, so what about the Indians? You know, can they be any good at all? They're counting on their pitching, their young pitchers. And the amazing thing is you have a Cy Young Award winner again, is Shane Bieber, taking, you know, Kluber's spot. He reminds me of Kluber in so many ways. Jose Ramirez was in the top three in MVP voting, so they still have him. But they're hoping their young pitchers like Aaron Civale and Tristan McKenzie in the bullpen, James Karinchak, and it's going to be a really young team out there. But when you really look around, Amanda, they're going to be filling in with a lot of young pitchers, a lot of young guys, and hoping Terry Francona can turn it around for the best. But by far, this is the biggest challenge for the front office, certainly since Terry Francona came in 2013.
Well, and one thing to consider is that the Indians really rely on their young pitching and developing it. And because of the coronavirus, there was no minor league baseball this past season. So how much does that affect them?
When you have a younger team, what you really want to do is, and the Indians always stress this, that oftentimes what they prefer to do is start some of the younger prospects who are real close to the big league, start them in the minors, let them get off to a confident start, you know, in April and May, and then bring them up to the big leagues. But I don't know how this is going to play out. But that's another thing kind of against the Indians. If the minor leagues are put on hold, and they're still trying to play baseball, you know, in empty stadiums.
Terry, thank you.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.